You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
There are winners, and there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win.
So then you might ask yourself, well, what's the best antidote to the discomfort of life? And you might say, well, it's comfort. And I suppose that's what you act out when you swaddle a baby. But a better antidote is something like adventure to excellence. That's far better antidote to suffering than the mere absence of suffering.
The ladder of success is never crowded at the top. The reason why it's never crowded at the top, most have a fear of going that high. You see, if I go that high, I won't be around my friends, I won't be around my family. And success has a way of separating you from it. But when you start to try to go higher, you'll find that there are crabs in the bucket. People want to grab you by your coattails and pull you down rather than stand underneath you and push you higher.
One thing about being in dark places, if you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
That's your gift. Quit running away from the gift. Your gift will make room for you. Stop trying to be something you ain't gifted at. It mentions your gift. What are you gifted at and do that? Stop tripping.
No more. No more. No more. No more excuses. No more. I'll start tomorrow. No more just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts float through my mind. No. No more. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision and no more lies. No more weakness. No. No more. Now is the time for strength.
So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
You have to put in the work. You have to be dedicated. You have to give it your all. You have to get up before others get up. You might have to sacrifice sleep on some nights in order to achieve things that others have never thought about doing. You must think outside the box and then stand on that box and remind folks that they can do it because you do. There is a roadmap to success, and it's narrow and it's hard, but it is God-directed and God-given. You cannot do it alone, but if you do it, you will find that there are those who will see you and follow your lead.
And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be.
You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life. We are all where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. If you don't like the position, think yourself out of it. Change your attitude, you change your altitude.
But what a lot of us do is we talk ourselves right out of it, because the first thing that we do is we ignore our soul and we pay attention to the world. We ignore what our soul is telling us and we go try to find validation in the world to bring credibility or discredit what our soul is telling us. Your soul is connected to God.
Do you want to live a life of contribution? Do you want to be a better father? Do you want to have your own business? Are there dreams you want? Everybody will say yes. But see, want shows up in conversation. Expectation shows up in behavior.
We have this thing we talk about. We want to be legendary. We don't want to be good. We don't want to be great. We believe those are superstars. They come and go. We want to be legends. We want to go down in history in whatever we do.
You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen. So dig in. Find the discipline. Be the discipline. Accomplish. That's it.
The world is waiting for a captain, a leader, for someone to step up and be an example that we can overcome the ghetto, you can overcome failure, you can overcome divorce and failures of businesses.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Discover that your character can be fixed and become someone. In the moment you become someone, you can help someone.
You're an original. There's only been one of you. There is no one like you. There's no one that can do exactly what you do. Your story is unique. Your story is what will give way to glory. Your story. What you've been through, what you've experienced, what you've survived. Yes, I know you've had pain. I know you've had disappointments. Yes, I know you wanted to give up, but you can't. pain must continue in our lives because it is a reminder that we are alive. It is a reminder that we found a boundary, that we got a breakthrough. And when you get a breakthrough, you turn into, you see, you turn into that beast that everyone talks about. You turn into that monster. You turn into that one that can make a difference. You're the playmaker. You're the shot caller. You're the difference maker. But in order to become that, you must go through that. That pain, that discomfort.
Why are you so nervous? Because the day you become content, then you stop evaluating yourself. The day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
Get up before the sun. Be ready to attack. Yes, that means get up early. This will be hard at first, but it will become normal. And once you are accustomed to it, early rising is guaranteed to make your day better. So get after it.
A lot of people are telling you to set goals, and I get it. That's a great mindset to have. But I'm gonna tell you something, that's a dangerous mindset to have. Because a lot of us, we set our goals based upon our experiences, not off of our capabilities. And what I mean by that, a lot of times when we set goals, we limit ourselves. Goals are something that you reach. Let's be real. How many times have you reached a goal and then you got complacent? How many times have you reached a goal and then you fell off? Because you got comfortable, because in your mind says, I've arrived. Once you reach that weight loss goal, you relax because your mind says, you arrived. And a lot of times we fall off because that arrival mindset happens. And the truth is about life, the ones that really meet the greatest version of themselves, the ones that really live the greatest life, they never arrive.
The problem is most of us will say life is too painful and we start losing ourselves. Sometimes it's because we start loving someone else more than we love ourselves and then realize that we too are special. Sometimes it's because we'll look at a sport and think that because we lost that game that we've lost something of value or some kind of purpose. If I lose my undefeated status, it doesn't mean that I can't be the greatest. If Muhammad Ali can be remembered as the greatest and he had losses, so can you. Losses are not things that you can be ashamed of. It was a failure in a moment. But it is only a failure that stays if you don't try to get back up. You are more than the pain you go through. Pain is a reminder that you can go through. It's not a stopping point.
Fight them as they creep in with their offers of instant gratification and immediate rewards. Fight them for every inch they try to take. Do not surrender any ground ever.
You live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself. And you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
Because, sure, life is tough, but it gets a lot easier when you're laughing at it. So, despite the suffering, in fact, to spite the suffering, to spite the hardship, to spite the challenges, laugh at them all. They can't stand it when you do. And they all get easier Yes, laugh at them all. Laughter wins.
It's something that tells you that there is layers to greatness. Some people will stop at good enough. Others will stop at good. Others will realize that good can give way to very good. And then the real champions realize I can be great. Doesn't mean I'm great in every area, but in this one thing that I perfect, this one thing that wakes me up in the morning, and this one thing that makes me go to my knees and thank God for giving me this gift.
Will, I must. We turn tragedy into triumph. We turn that's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
Remember, goals are something that you reach. That's what average people do. That's what people with great intentions do. But standards are things that legendary people do. The people that separate themselves, the people that lead instead of follow, because they understand standards are something that you live by. Make it a standard to become the greatest version of yourself. It all starts with you.
And at the end of life, when you take that last breath, you can have a sense of satisfaction instead of regret. You did more with less than others did with most. Some of the reason why you haven't achieved your goals is not because of your talents, it was because of your connections. You've allowed people to connect with you that drain you. Your energy, your focus, your talents, your time must be invested in things that will bring about a return on your investment. When you put in your workout, when you put in that time in the gym, your body responds under stress, under pressure. That's why you cannot quit, because life gets hard.
What do I do when I'm broken? When I'm broken, I relish it. Because if I'm broken, then I just found my limitations. And until I know what my limitations are, how can I push? How can I get better? But once I see it, once I feel it, once I see where I was broken, then I can attack that weakness. I can fill in that gap.
But it's okay not to have it all together. It's okay to go through a struggle. It's okay to say, man, you know what, I'm having a hard season. It's okay, you're a damn human being. Life isn't always gonna be perfect. But you realize life is what it's supposed to be. When you just accept life and you realize that I'm gonna have my down times, I'm gonna have my up times. But a lot of times what we're doing is we're tying our worth, we're tying our fulfillment to things that can't fulfill us.
You can't just say you want it. You can't watch the video and say, I want it as bad as I want to breathe. It's cute to say it. But when it's showtime, when the sun comes up, you got all the books, you got all the tapes, you got all the access. Now it's time to hunt. And what separates you from everybody else is that when it's time to hunt, you're ready to hunt. Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody's got lions on their profile. Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you're a beast. You dress like you're a beast. You got the cards like a beast. Your image, everything about you says, I'm a beast. That's how you present yourself. When you present, I'm a beast. But then when it's time to do what beasts do, you back up. You have an excuse.
It's extreme, extreme power and the ability to want to grow. Right. Mm. I always say the ability to learn is a gift, even when pain is your teacher. Everything that happens to me can contribute to my advancement, my growth, and my development, if I allow. Mm-hmm. Even those things that don't benefit me, don't feel good, and don't work out in my favor, it can still contribute to my advancement and my development as a man, as a son, as a brother, as a friend, as a leader, if I let it. It determines upon my perspective about how I view the situation, the circumstance, and the things that I encounter. That's why I say perspective drives performance every day of the week.
Hard is what you can expect when your gift is going to be a blessing to others. In order to get the greatness out of you, you must come under great trial and tribulation. But with great trial and tribulation comes a testimony. But a testimony comes out of being tested and becoming triumphant. You are on your way to becoming more, but in order to become more, you've got to go through losing some things.
There's all kinds of different ways to break. You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or can be the mark of defeat. Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance, it's definitely a chance for you to give up and for you to just to fall apart. But there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get... You have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of. So if you break, if you break, the fight isn't over.
We cannot quit, we cannot give up, we cannot turn back now. If people understood just how heavy a burden that you carry on you. But that burden is also the way to your blessing. Carry it, you're getting stronger. Carry it because it makes you, that chip that sits on your shoulder is the thing that makes you different than somebody that might have an equal ability or talent. That chip is called responsibility. That chip is called accountability. You are becoming. And as a result of it, you're going to have to shed some things that try to make you less. But those haters will make you greater. Let them hate. Let them criticize. Instead of you being thin-skinned about what they say about you, take the criticism, take the critique, and become more. Build your mind. Build your physique. Build your spiritual life. And then show them what they can never be. They're not willing to put in the price that you just paid. To be a star, you must shine your own light. You must follow your own path. You can't worry about the darkness, for it's then that the stars will shine the brightest. You will go through dark times, you will go through dark moments, you will go through frustration. But it is then that you are on your way. Just don't quit in the middle of the darkness, because this valley of death that is there, you
can't hear the evil because all it has is sounds and noise. Throwing your heads and throwing the thing that allows you to get into your zone.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
I want you to be wealthy and rich so you can take care of your family, give back to your community, hopefully. But my question to you, if you want to be wealthy and rich, how much would you be worth if you lost the money? Like if you became wealthy and you got it and you came into it, but one day you lost it, then how much would you be worth? And I say that to say, how much would your last name be worth? Every day I wake up, I think about what if this was the last day of my life on this earth? How would I want somebody to report to my son, my daughter, or my wife on my behalf if I leave this world and I'm not in their presence? How much would your last name be worth? Meaning, can your seeds and the people that you reproduce come into this world, can somebody go up to them and say, oh, that was your father? You good. Because of what your father once stood for.
Faith. To act on whatever your dream is. When you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty.
The darkness. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
It's the mindset. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another book. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another course. There are those of you in this room, you don't need to do anything else. You are enough as you are. You just don't believe in yourself in the way you're supposed to believe in yourself, and it comes out when you're talking to other people.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light.
You see, when you step on the court, when you step on the field, when you step in the board, you have to take with you the idea that self-promotion is a right thing. You've been told all your life, be quiet, be humble. But this is not about humility. This is about making sure that the one thing given to you by God that is just yours, your gifts, your time, your talents, your abilities, that thing you need a bullhorn with and say, world, I am here because there is someone on the other side of the earth that needs what's in your hands. But they can't get it if you're silent, if you're whispering, if you're afraid to say it. Because you don't want them to think that you're egotistical.
Socrates said the uncommitted life isn't worth living. So part of what you must do, whatever commitment, whatever covenant you make with God while you're here, to go back to be a better father, to go back to make a difference in the community, to go back to change your life, to decide not to ever use drugs or alcohol again, to decide to bet that you're going to begin to recreate yourself, that you're going to be reborn to a new state of consciousness. Whatever commitment that you make, keep your commitment to your commitment, no matter what.
You, your will, your determination, no matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end.
If they knew what you went through to become you, they would celebrate the fact that you even walked in the room. Because by all honest accounts, you shouldn't be here. When you look and see the door open, I'm coming through with every one of my dreams and aspirations, and I will not be denied. I'm coming.
We don't retreat. We don't run. Every man must search his own soul. Like, you don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. And if you ain't work, like when you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. They ain't work for it. They ain't sacrificed for it. Every time it get tough, they go grow weed. They ain't working for it, right? They ain't got nothing sacrificed into it. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them.
Do not let the darkness win. Fight. Fight on. To fight against the darkness is to win. So fight on.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.